Yesterday we learned that there's a kinyan of chuppah, and the definition of chuppah, we said it's a machlokes rishayim. Rambam sheet is that you need a yichud aroi labiyah, what we call the yichud room, that chuppah is a yichud that's totally private and we're shayach to be bayil. And the other Yishayinim hold that it's not a Yichud Aroi Labiyah. It's a Chuppah, or whatever exactly the form of Chuppah is, but basically the other Yishayinim hold it's not a Yichud Aroi Labiyah. Our Gemara says that Chuppah should be able to work for Kiddushin. According to Rav Huna, Rav Huna Shita is that you could do Chuppah for Kiddushin. And Rav Huna holds away Lamaisa. That chuppah works for kedushin alone. The Maharit here in our sugya asks that lachayra this gemara does not shtim with the Rambam shita. To say that chuppah is good for kedushin, it says bishlama if chuppah is standing under a canopy. So fine, you can go to a girl who's not for kedushin and stand under a canopy. However, Bia, we learned last year that Kala b'loi bracha asur l'bailam. A woman, a Kala, that means a woman who's mekudeshes, before nisuin, a person's not allowed to be bailam. Not in this is a raisa, it's in this rabbanon, but l'maisa, Kala b'loi chuppa is asur l'bailam. Kala b'loi bracha was the expression. Kala b'loi bracha asur l'bailam. That even after Kiddushin, a person is not allowed to be Baal, he's Arusa, until you have Birchas Nisuin, until you have the Nisuin. So how could you say, Frek the Marit, that Chuppah could Kail Kiddushin, that you're doing Chuppah L'Shem Kiddushin, if you're going to go into a room privately with all the Shem Kiddushin, it's not Roi Labia, because there's still an Issa to be Baal Har. A Mekudeshes, you're not allowed to be Baal. Only a Nesua, you're allowed to be Baal. So what's that? There's no Metzius of a Chuppah for Kedushin, because it's not a Yichud HaRoi Labia. It's not Roi Labia. Because Kedushin, a woman who's Mekudeshes to you, you're not allowed to be Baal. So Memela, the whole Gemara, like the Rambam, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. How could you have a Yichud Aroi Labia for Kiddushin? There's no Metzias of a Yichud Aroi Labia for Kiddushin because she's also Mabia. So how can Rav Huna hold that Chuppah works? You can't do a Yichud Aroi Labia L'Shem Kiddushin because she's not, even when you're Mekadesh, you're not allowed to be Baal.
Doesn't Yichud have to be Roi
Al-Fi Allah? Who says the Yichud has to be Roi Al-Fi Allah? So maybe even Metzias it has to be Roi. So the Rambam says, because the Rambam says that if she's a Nida, the Rambam says you need a Yichud Aroi Labia, and that if she's a Nida and you're miyachid with her, it's not a Yichud Aroi Labia, it's not a Chuppah. So the Rambam himself holds that Yichud Aroi Labia means it has to be Roi Api Halach of Labia. The Rambam also says you have to write a Ksuba beforehand. Because without a ksuba, you're also not allowed to be bayal. That means the Rambam holds that you need a yichud aroi labia apidin. Then in halacha it's mutter to be bayal. So memela shver, if the din is that kala b'lay bracha asur labayla, that a woman before birchas nesuin is asur labayla, so how do you have a hechetimtza of Rav Huna of chuppah? This is the Maritz Kash. As what?
Coming from the window of the
Nisuin, so Agamara talks about doing a Kiddushin. You're saying we'll do. Is that a good teretz? Alright. If you're saying that if you'll do the Yichud, the Chuppah for both, if you'll do the Chuppah for Kiddushin Nisuin, assuming it comes at the same moment, She could be done. Well, let's say it could come at the very same moment, Kedushin and Nisuin. So now you could have a Yichud Arai Labia, because now, B'shas the Yichud, you're doing it for Kedushin and Nisuin, and Mimela, she's Mutter. So that would be good, like the Marsha, who holds that one Chuppah is Taka good for Kedushin and Nisuin. L'chayri, you could have a Teretz. We could still maybe argue about the Teretz, but L'chayri, it's a good Teretz. You do one chuppah, one yichud for both, and the main little be chalbo simultaneously. But not according to the Marshal. The Marshal said that you have to do two. You have to do one chuppah for Kedushin and one chuppah for Nisuin. But the Marshal, it's still shver, there's no hechatimtza of the first chuppah, l'shem Kedushin. Same thing, just like you're not allowed to be Baal Anida because she's a Nida, you're not allowed to be Baal Arusa because she's an Arusa. She's not a Nesua. They're both, if you mean that one is in the woman and one's not in the woman, but they're really both in the woman. You're not allowed to be Baal Anida, you're not allowed to be Baal Arusa. Be the same. So do we have a mahalach to answer? Last year in Ksubis, we had... Should have guessed before I said last year in Ksubis. Last year in Ksubis, we had a Reb Naftali. Really, we had a lot of kashas on the Rambam Shita. We're asking a kasha on the Rambam, the Maharid asked from our Gemara. We had numerous shver kashas on the Rambam. Really difficult kashas. One was, for example, on Yom Kippur. Right, the first Mishnah in Yuma says that Misaknin lo Yisha Acheres, that on Yom Kippur, the halacha is a kayin has to be married. A bachelor kayin gadol can't do the avayda. That's the mechaper ba'adai uva'ad beisai. He has to have beisai, he has to have a wife. A kohen gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. So good, see, a kohen gadol is married. But they were chayshish in case his wife would die in Yom Kippur. Misaktin lo isha acheres, they would choose a different wife for him. Then if his wife will die in Yom Kippur, quickly on Yom Kippur, he'll marry her and he'll be married. Misaktin lo isha acheres, they prepared a different wife. Now, what does that mean, Misaknin lo isha acheres? The truth is, there are some who learn that he would do the Kedushin Erev Yom Kippur al minas, that if his wife dies, it should be chal. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way, that it was, chasna was Erev Yom Kippur. No. The Rambam says that on Yom Kippur, if his wife died, so he went and he married this woman. And now he could do the Avodah, Ba'adai U'Ba'adai. So he did a quick chasna, and then he went back to the Avodah. An incredible thing, you know, in a short period of time, he becomes a novel, his wife dies, and then he becomes married, and then he goes, runs back to do the Avodah. That's the din of the Yom Kippur, of the Kaigod on Yom Kippur, if his wife dies. Now, on Yom Kippur, a Kaigod has to have a Nesua, he has to have a woman who he's fully married to. It's not enough Kiddush. Va'adoyu va'ad beisai. Beisai is nesuin. If the kedushin, she stays in her father's house. That means that the Rambam is saying that on Yom Kippur you can get married with kedushin and nesuin. What's shver? Yom Kippur. Now shaya kedushin you can do. You give her a ring. Nisuin, like the other Rishayim, it's a chuppah. So you can do a chuppah, you spread out a chuppah, and they go under the chuppah. The Rambam sheet is you need a Yichud Arai Labia. Bia is one of the five things that are Asar Yom Kippur. Tashmi Shemitah is Asar Yom Kippur. So what's the, how can you have Yichud Arai Labia on Yom Kippur? not a problem. I mean, like your kippah is like a side issue. Like the Shaar HaMelech says the Teretz along the lines of what you're saying. But this Kashet Aran, I believe, they asked on the Rambam from Yom Kippur. This is one of the Kashet. The other Kashet, which your Teretz won't help for, is we paskin that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. In the Erva, if you marry an Erva, it's not Chal. If somebody goes over to a sister and he gives her a ring and he says, Hari Amakudashesli, somebody goes to an Erva, he's Surei Karis, so ain't Kedushin Taifsin, Bechai Vekrisis. There's no Kedushin on the Erva, on the Issa Karis. On the Issa Lav, if a Kayin goes over to a Grusha, a Kayin marries a Grusha, so Kedushin Taifsin, Bechai Velav. Right, that's a basic. There's a mandiyabe kedushin, but we pass in kedushin types in the chayv elavim. That if you go over to somebody who's alive to you, a kohen goes over to grusha, he can give a kedushin it's chal. And yesh chuppah l'psulais. And then if he does the suin, yesh chuppah l'psulais, chuppah is chal to someone you're not allowed to marry bis or lav. Obviously, it's the same kasha. Like the Rambam, in order to do chuppah, it has to be Roi Labia. How could a man have nisuin to someone to psulais? How could a kayin marry a grusha? How can he marry a grusha? Alright, kedushin he can do, he gives her a ring. But nisuin? You need a yichud Roi Labia. And there's no mitzvah, a kayin and a grusha cannot have a yichud Roi Labia because there are some bibia. A kain is not a divayel grusha. So, the same kasha. That there's no mitzias of nisuin according to the rabbi. So, the sefer, we have three cases in which we're learning that nisuin is chal. Three cases in which nisuin is chal, despite the fact that it's not roi labia. One is an arusa, an our gemara. In our Gemara, it says you can do Kedushin, you can do Chuppah for Kedushin. And according to the Marshal, that means just Kedushin without Nisuin. And she's also Bibiyah. It's not a Yichud Roi Labiyah. And the other case of Yom Kippur, where also there's an Issa Biyah, there's an Issa Tasha Shamit on Yom Kippur, and yet the Kohen Gadol could do a Nisuin, a Chuppah. And the third, Isurei Lavim. On Isurei Lavim, we say, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, that Nisuin is Chal. Chuppah is Chal on Isurei Lavim. But how could that be? It's not a Yichud Roi Labia. It's still Shver like the Rambam. And these are all pretty stark kashas. They're not the Yukim and Svara, where you ask me kinds of thing, and you know, you could argue and think of different Svara. It's no two Svaras. You know, Kain is not allowed to be by a Grusha. And the Gemara says, Chuppah is Chal for a Kohen, Grusha to a Kohen. Like, how do you get around that? It's a very tough.
Maybe it's impossible to get around it. You don't have to get around it. I mean, if you're going to have
to be, you have to have the most idea. Well, what's the Svara to that?
Because it has to be the highest level. In the Yisra, it has to be the highest level of Yisra. But if it's not even the Gabe Chal, in the Yisra, then.
So then why is Nechal by Yehuda? That's the highest possible level of Yichud.
Maybe we look at it that still with this woman it's not the highest possible level. That's why
is not the highest possible level?
Because tomorrow she's not the
highest. And Yom Kippur, tomorrow will be Yom Kippur. Sulais maybe is saying. Well, here, tomorrow she'll be in the Sula, I'll be able to. Yom Kippur tomorrow be Yom Kippur, Na Gemara. I should do a normal Kiddushin, then they'll be in the Sula, and then she'll be right. This woman will be right tomorrow. Because of these kashis and a few others, think last year I collected from the Mefarshim more kashas on the Rambam. The Rav Naftali says a chiddush. I think the Avnei Nezer we found also says this chiddush, that al karchach, according to the Rambam, a yichud she'ein ayray labia is also nesuvin. It must be that the Rambam is meida, because it's mukhrach from Shas, that yichud she'ein ayray labia is also a nesuvin. Just that there are two levels of nesuvin. Yichud she'ein ayray labia makes her a nesuvin. For in yonim of Tashmish Amita, where a man and his wife have chiyuvim one to the other, obligations one to the other, those chiyuvim don't start until there's a yichud arayi labia. That's all the Rambam says in his lashon, is that the obligations a man has to his wife and a woman has to her husband, binyanim, what he calls devarim shebeinai lebeinah, the personal intimate binyanim, those things start with a yichud arayi labia. But the Rambam will be maida that a yichud she'ein arayi labia also makes her a nesuah. So that Rav Naftali is saying that there are two steps in nesuin. There are two steps. One step of nesuin is she comes into my house for zaynais, and she lives in the house. She has a woman that she put them in the house to take care of certain things. A husband has she put them in the house. That is even a yichud she'ein arayi labia. A yichud arayi labia, yichud arayi labia, that creates shibudim for issues of devarim shebeinai lebeinah, for things that have to do with the personal, intimate things between a husband and a wife. And there are two steps in the suin. This is Reb Naftali's chiddush that we learned last year, which obviously answers all the kashas, because what's saying is that the Rambam is neither, that yichud she'ein arayi labia also makes a person in the suah. Right. But according, just to be masked by the Reb Naftali, a little more havana with the kuda from Rav Shach and the stipler that I mentioned yesterday. We said, what is nesuin? It's not a kinyan. It's a state of being. It's a certain matziv that a man and a woman are in. They're in this matziv. So we understand that by a yichud ha'ein ayray labia, she comes into his room, his room or his sofa. Now they're coming together. They're in a matziv of husband wife, but not yet finyanim shebeinai lebeinah. It's a certain matziv that they're in. She's still usur to him and bia. So that, l'gabei devarim shebeinai lebeinah, they're not in the matziv yet. But at least they're in a matziv of husband and wife in one home. Later, let's say she's a nida. Again, marriage is a nida. So right now, the yichud is a yichud for everything except for bia. Later, they'll have a yichud for bia. They'll have a yichud arayi labia. That'll be a new matziv. It's just different, a different matziv that they're standing in, a different state of being, so to speak. It's two steps. I'm going to tell you. There's a nafkamina by every chassid. I'll tell you why. There's a very big nafkamina by every wedding. Under the chuppah, how do we pass him? First of all, what's chuppah? How do we pass him? We are chayshish for Shita Sarambam, that we need a yichud room. That's why we have a yichud room. But we paskin the ikur like the other Rishayim. With chayshish v'shitas Rambam, we paskin the ikur like the other Rishayim. Under the chuppah, there are birchas nesuin. There are brachas that are made, what we call sheva brachas. They are brachas on the nesuin. Now, if you hold nesuin as chuppah, no problem. You're making the brachas have to be at the time of the nesuin. There's no problem, you're making the brachas at the time of the nesuin. Right. If you hold yichud room is nesuin, so when you finish those brachas, You have to run straight to the yichud room. You're not be mafsid. They say make a shahakol. Make a shahakol on something, and then before you eat it, all your friends start dancing around you, and right, and they throw confetti on you, and you kiss your in-law, and you kiss your father. That's a hefsik, no? No? You follow what I'm saying? The brachis under the chuppah, brachis nesuin. If we're being chayshish for the Rambam Shita, we should have to run straight to the yichudu. And the truth is, there are some kihilais that have such a minik. That right after the chuppah, the chasakala know they don't say mazal to anybody. They run, they go straight to the yichud room, and they close the door. I had a friend who remembers that his chasana. Suddenly we didn't know what happened. Like, you know, suddenly he disappeared. And Baruch Hashem, she also disappeared. But you know, they just bang. They ran down the down the aisle into the yichud room, and there was no dancing. The chayshish, the Sefer HaMachnas talks about this. There's chayshish for the Rambam Shita that you need a yichud aray labia. So you can't make a hefsik between the cup and the yichud aray labia. Our minig, most of us at least, well, we have a minig that we're mafsik. What's the heta to be mafsik? If you chayshish for the Rambam, the Safi Brachis, you certainly should be chayshish for the Rambam. According to Rav Naftali's side, it's very good. Because it's not, the Rambam is minded that chuppah does something. The brachas are not levatola. It's not a problem with hefsik. The Rambam is minded that chuppah does something. So when you make brachas nesuin and you're under the chuppah, the brachas are chal and the chuppah is right there. There's no problem of hefsik. However, however, afterwards you go to the yichud room so that you have the full nesuin. You have both steps of the nesuin, but it's not a problem with the hefsek and the bracha. If you ever buy a second marriage, the person gets married the second time. The woman is not a besula. Everyone's maida. You need a yichud aray labiyah. There's no machlokes. Nobody holds the chuppah's kindness. By a second marriage, it has to be a yichud aray labiyah. And therefore, by a second marriage, they take a run straight to the yichud room. There's no, I don't know the halach at least, there's no hefsik. They go straight to the yichud room and they, without a hefsik. But anyway, al kopanim, the ikar is Rav Naftali's side, which is a chiddush in Shita Sarambam. It's a chiddush in Shita Sarambam, and it answers, basically, it answers all the kashas on the Rambam. Occasionally, there's a chasna that where the ishas are nida. We make weddings in our circles, sometimes it turns out that they try to play the calendar. She shouldn't be in nida, but it happens sometimes there's a chasna and the woman's in nida. And we do the chasna anyway. We do the chasna anyway. I shita sarambam. You need a yichud aray labiyah. So according to Rav Naftali, it's not a chasarin in shita sarambam. Sorry, you don't have the full nesuin. Yeah, but you have nesuin. It's not a chasarin because the chuppah is still a chuppah. Again, there are certain places that have a minig. I know I have relatives in Sfer. In Sfer, they have a minig that they don't make a chuppah neither. They don't set the wedding day till 2 or 3 weeks before the wedding. And then they set the date when they know that it will turn out that she won't be a neder. Because this is based on Shita Sarambam. The Bechash of the Pashtas of Shita Sarambam. So this is Rav Naftali's Kiddush. The question, of course, is whether it's 100% la'alacha, whether the Pesukim agree with it. Well, not. I was happy to find that the Avnei Nezer says it too. The Avnei Nezer was in Paiskim in Europe. So at least there are two sources for this. So the other week I mentioned to you Rabbi Kiveger's tshuva about the Kedushei spike. Rabbi Kiveger's tshuva about this man that they fooled into thinking a woman wants to marry him. and they walked him down the aisle with candles, and she was there, and he said Hariyama Kadeshously, the whole business. And we discussed Rabbi Kivager's taina, that even if the ring was not worth a Shava Pruta, which it may be that it wasn't, they used the junky ring, but it should work anyway, B'tayras Kopa. But it should work anyway, for Chayshish Rav Hona, it should be Kiddushe Chopa. So Rabbi Kivager, because it's Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Shayna Mayel, right? Yeah, Kavana for Kinyan Kesef. But it should work B'tayras Kopa, and maybe we should require a get. So Rabbi Kivager says he's mitzarev certain shittas to be megal. One, he's mitzarev those who don't pass the like Rav Hona. And two, Rabbi Kivager is mitzarev the Rambam shita that you need a yichud aray labia. And memeila, according to the Rambam, this chuppah was nothing. So memeila, you have a tziruf. According to the Rambam, it's nothing because this is not a chuppah. And even if you don't hold like the Rambam, it's not so poshit that we pass like Rav Hona, so it's sort of a svek svek. This is where Rabbi Kivager, he's marach a little more, he's mitzarech more shittas, but basically these are two shittas that he says. So Rabbi Kivager is being mitzarech shittas a Rambam to say that you need a yichud aray labia, and without a yichud aray labia, it's nothing. This Rabbi Kivager seems not to be like Rabbi Naftali, because Rabbi Naftali is saying that even like the Rambam, a yichud she'enai roi labia does something. Rambam is maida that a yichud she'enai labia does something, makes her in the suah, and if it makes kedusha, makes her in the kodesha.
According to Rabbi Naftali, though, maybe that's a problem to the situation with yichud roi labia.
No, she's Mekudasha. So the whole Chuppah does Kiddush. So it does Kiddush. If it's Dvarim Shebein Oyla Bein, no, there's nothing. But if the whole Chuppah does Kiddush without Oyla Bein. No? Even if there's never. Even if there's never. And if there's never a Chuppah Psulais, there will never be. A Kiddush to Kain, there will never be Israel. And I thought he came, he's in the sewer. In the case of sin. It's a character, then it would be very good. It would come out according to the Rambam. The way of Naftali learns the Rambam. Chuppah would be Kedushin without Roy Labia. And like we said, it never really is Roy Labia because she's only a Muresa, she's not in the sewer. That's right. There's no Dvarim Shebein Oyla Bein, not that one. Rav Naftali's Yisayid stands. We had last year a more number of places where we had to come on to Rav Naftali during the year. It kept on coming up. And there's just so many kashas on the Rambam. Like each kasha, you can find a different teretz. But if you have one teretz that fits everything, it's Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam. It's Mustafa Tuva, Rav Naftali's Yisayid. And alright, we have a kasha. We have a kasha from the Rabbi Kivager didn't seem to hold like him. Okay. Okay, so Akopanim, this is the union of Chuppah. We will return to Rav Hona, Nitzah Shaman Dav Hei. Because we accepted today Rav Hona. It's a super kaina, there's such a shita, finish. How does Rav Hona know it? From the Kal V'Chaymer. What's the Kal V'Chaymer? So we didn't learn that yet. We didn't deal with Rav Hona's Kal V'Chaymer. The truth is, it would be easy Kal V'Chaymer. We could just talk about it for 2 minutes and go back. Rav Hona's Kal V'Chaymer is a very difficult Kal V'Chaymer. Very hard to understand what the words mean. And for that reason, we're going to leave it for Daf Hei. The Gemara doesn't bring it till Daf Hei. We'll leave it for Daf Hei. But you should just know, when we're going to come back to Rav Hona, we still have homework to do. To understand the Kal V'Chaymer that he says, there's a Mashal there that he asks. Rav Hona's Kal V'Chaymer seems not to make sense, so we're leaving that. What we did in Rav Hona is to understand the Iker the Iker, we get to Daf Hei, is to remember the Machlokes, the Marsha, and the Mashal, which is really the Aleph Beis of understanding Rafana, and certainly to try to understand how it fits with Shita Sarai. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Rafuna da Amar Chun Chupa Kaina Bekavachayma Lamute Mai Lamute Chalipin. What is chalipin? Rashi says chalipin kinyan suda. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says chalipin kinyan suda. What else would I think chalipin means? So you should know there are two types of chalipin. There are two forms of kinyan chalipin. One is kinyan suda. What is kinyan suda? I give you a handkerchief. In exchange for the handkerchief, you're makdir to me the field or whatever. Chalipin is a great kinyan; it works for everything, for all metal and karka. So chalipin, I give you the handkerchief in exchange. You give me the field. Now in that case, the value of the handkerchief is totally irrelevant. When you go to a rav, you make him a shliach to sell the chametz. You give him a handkerchief. Or by a chosn tish, the chosn obligates himself to ksuba in exchange for a handkerchief. The chosn is not doing it because he's interested in the handkerchief. Right? The handkerchief is just the kinyan suda. It's a way of making the transfer. That's kinyan suda. It's one type of chalipin. There's another type of chalipin, which we call kinyan shava b'shava. A trade of two equal things. Hamachlif para b'chamar. I have a donkey, you have a cow. I need a cow, you need a donkey. So we make a trade. Hamachlif para b'chamar. I exchange, you give me your donkey and I give you my cow. So to say, as soon as we exchange the first one, you give me your cow, my donkey, wherever it is, becomes yours. King Khalifa. Are you giving me... Just like by handkerchief, you give me the handkerchief, you kind of something. By kinyan shava b'shava also, you give me something, and I give you something in return. So Rashi is saying that our sugi is talking not about shava b'shava. Our sugi is talking about kinyan suda. We're talking about this kinyan, known as kinyan suda, and not about kinyan shava b'shava. What's the din by shava b'shava? We'll have to figure that out. But it works with kinyan suda. Now, to get a little hesber in kinyan chalipin, let's say kinyan shava b'shava. I give you a donkey, and in exchange, we're trading a donkey for a cow. How is that different than kinyan kesef? We said kinyan kesef could be shava kesef also, right? So the Torah says it's kinyan kesef. The Torah says it's kinyan chalipin shava b'shava. What's the difference between chalipin of shava b'shava and kesef? They're really very similar.
That's
sudr. I'm missing shava b'shava and kesef.
So you're giving kesef or shava kesef, the word of the animal you buy. Here you're actually giving the animal you buy, giving yourself.
Right, this is an explanation which I saw it in the Tiferes Tzion, which is not a well-known sefer, but I think in the Yeshiva Welt it's a known explanation. That kesef is an exchange for the value of the kesef. In other words, I'm trading you, I'm selling you a field for $100,000. So I want the value of the money, I'm exchanging it. Even if I say $100,000, you say you'll pay me with cattle. So again, I'm interested in the value of the cattle in exchange for the field. That's kinyan kesef. Whenever I want the value, that's kesef. Or shava kesef. Shava b'shava is when you're interested in the guf hadavar. Of course you want its value, but your main interest is in the thing itself. The guf hadavar. You have a cow, and I want that cow. So I'm saying that give me the cow in exchange for the cow, be makni the chamar, you want the chamar. What is in exchange for the value of the thing? The shavius of it? And what is in exchange for the guf hadavar, for the thing itself? My nafkamina is a very big nafkamina. I think you all know there's a din of Aina. What is Aina? What's Aina? You're not allowed to overcharge more than a sixth of the market value for something. The market value of something is $100. So you're not allowed to, if you overcharge more than a sixth rather is $20. It's really a fifth of the price, a sixth of the total. If you charge $120, and that is one-sixth, $20 over the price, that's Aina. If you cheat someone that way, you charge him more than a sixth profit, you charge him $121, so the mekach is bottom. You take a $100 item, you sell someone for $121, and then he finds out about it, so the mekach is bottom, it's ois mekach. By chalipin, there's no Aina. By chalipin, there's no Aina. Because I'm not trading the value of my cow for the value of your donkey. No. That's what I'm doing. You want the donkey, I want the cow. We're trading the guf hadavar. There are times where you want something and it's worth, because you need it, it's worth more to you. A tissue is not worth a shavah kruta. Were you ever in a situation where you would have paid a lot of money for a tissue? Yeah. Could be situations. Or a date, or a tissue. Yeah. There are times where a tissue is worth a lot of money to you. That really is worth a lot of money to you. It's not worth a lot of money to you. Now, if someone charges you $1 for a tissue at that point, he's either in this or in that. However, if you have something that I want and I have something that you want, and we trade, the kinyan is with the trading, so there's no Aina by Chalipin. Because we're trading the guf hadavar, that's what we're looking to exchange. No, Minatari, you don't have to. That's a Zer Rabbana. Minatari, as soon as I get the kesef, as soon as I give you kesef, I'm paying everything. So Rabbana will play Shisha, me Yisrafu, Pita Falia. Okay, let's get to our Gemara. This is all Bederech Hagdama, that there are two kinyanim of Chalipin, the Suder, the Shava, the Shava. We're going to speak now about Kinyan Suder, which is Rashi says that's the Sugya. I think all the Rishayim learned that's the Sugya. Our Sugya is talking about Kinyan Suder. Dinner Shava Bishava we'll get back to. You should be able to figure out for yourself what the din would be. But we'll leave that for a little while. Talking now about Kinyan Suder. What does the Gemara say? That Suda does not work. Does not work. Sakatai tachanino hayo v'garma kicha kicha mistaya for masada v'kanyi v'chalifin afishan ani v'kanyi v'chalifin. Kamash malon, that it's not. Correct the Gemara, the Eima Hachinami. What's the Kasha? The Eima Hachinami. Chalipin should work. Why should it work? Why should it work? Why should I say Chalipin works? I mean, the Eima Hachinami. The Mishnah says, Kesser Shtar and Biyah. So there are a lot of kinyanim that don't work. Ve'im achinami, maybe it should also work. What's the cash? What's the cash? Ve'im achinami, maybe chalipin should work. Alright, so Tysus learns ve'im achinami, the cash is that really chalipin is a type of kinyan kesef. Chalipin is a type of kinyan kesef. And since kesef works, so this should work too. What is chalipin? I'm giving you something of value. So I'm giving you something of value. So it's a type of kinyan kesef, so let it work. This is how Tysus learns Ve'im Achinami. Tosfos Hamaksha Shehiksha. The beginning of the seventh line or so, Shehiksha it starts, Techila. When you ask in the beginning, the Eima Hachinami, the Gemara is Eima Hachinami, maybe Chalim should be kind of, B'shtar V'chazaka Lo Hiksha. We didn't ask that Shtar should work by a lady from Kicha Kicha, or that Chazaka should work by a lady from Kicha Kicha. Dabshita, the like Amina Kicha, Lase Sisha Kachalin Yane Sada. It's Pasha, we don't learn Kicha Kicha to make a woman totally like a field. Only for Kesa. Olohachi Mebayim on the Kaman, Yishtar Menalan. That's why we need a different Lima Kishtar. The like Amina Mesada. Elo the Kesef Davka, it's a Bekicha. But like Parach Mechalifin Elo Mishum Dehavi, Ke'en Kesef Dekra, Shiesh Meshavapu. What's he saying? Tosfos is saying that the kasha is that chalipin should work ke'en kesef tikra. Because really, chalipin is ke'en kesef. It's really very similar to kesef. And since chalipin is very similar to kesef, it should work. That's the Gemara's kasha. What's the Gemara's teretz? According to Tosfos, chalipin isnu b'pachas m'shava pruta. Visha b'prachis b'prusha b'pruta l'mekanyan ash. Now the way it reads in our Gemara, which is Rashi's Gersa, Isha b'prachis b'prusha b'pruta l'mekanyan ash, I mean, she's not willing. She's not... We have to explain that Gersa in Rashi. But Tosfos first. Because Rashi, we have to be akashas on Rashi. The way Tosfos is gairus, the teretz is, Isha b'pavlis l'shava pruta lay mekanya, without the word nafsha. Isha b'pavlis l'shava pruta lay mekanya. It can be kind of one or less than a pruta. What's the vart? The way Tosfos learns, the Gemara in the Havamina held that chalipin is a type of kinyan kesef. But the Gemara said, kesef shtarbiya, let's include chalipin and kesef. Vei machina. The Gemara answers no, that since chalipin, in the words of Tosfos, Mushani, chalipin isnahu b'pachas mishava pruta, im eina mitam kesef, elakinyan acheru. Tosfos learns, the hava mina was that chalipin is a type of kinyan kesef. The maskana is that chalipin is not a type of kinyan kesef, it's a kinyan b'fnei atzmai. Okay. The Havamina was Khalif is a type of Kenyan Kesef, the Maskonda is it's not. There are many Kenyanim in Shas. Many Kenyanim, Sakba, Mashiach, Masira, Agav, Chatzim, many Kenyanim. Basically, all of the Kenyanim fall under one of three categories. There are three types of Kenyanim, three Gedorim of Kenyanim, three ways in which Kenyanim work. And every Kenyan, I think every Kenyan fits into one of the three. One type of Kenyan is when you physically take something into your rishus. That's a Kenyan. You take it into your rishus. What's an example of that? Meshicha, Agba, Yad, Chatzar. These are all Kenyanim, at least five Kenyanim. You have Agba, Meshicha, Mesira, Yad, Chatzar, all of those kinyanim are kinyanim that are a hachnas l'rishusay. They bring something into your rishus. That's one category of kinyan. There's another category of kinyan, which is a maisa that shows gemira's das. Rashi in Bav Metzia uses such a lashon that there's certain actions that show gemira's das. For example, a handshake. Kinyan stumta. A handshake in communities where that's the derech ha-saichrim, a handshake is a kinyan. Well, what happens by the handshake? Only one thing. It's a gemiras das. Will you sell? Won't you sell? Yeah, maybe I'll sell, maybe I won't sell. Let's shake on it. If we shake on it, it's a gemiras das. Or shtar. What's kinyan shtar? What happens by a kinyan shtar? No, you're selling me a house, so you give me a shtar to be kind of the house. What happens with the giving of a shtar? What's a shtar? It's a piece of paper. Where's a shtar came? It's a gemiras das. We're showing that we mean it. We're finalizing that, yes, I'm going to do it. I give you the shtar. When I give you the shtar, it's done. So these kinyanim are kinyanim that show a gemiras das. They show that it's a final decision. It's a maisa that shows the final decision. And a maisa that shows my final decision, that's the second gedder of kinyanim. There's a third gedder of kinyanim, which is an exchange. Kesef. Show the kesef. It's an exchange. I give you something. You want the thing I'm giving you. You'd like to have the cash. It's an exchange for the cash. There's aknon. It's an exchange for the things that I'm getting, I'm exchanging. Chalipe shava b'shava is also that way. Chalipe shava b'shava is an exchange. You give me a para, I give you a chamar. It's also that. The stipler in Simon Gimel in the new prints, the old prints in Simon Mem Dalet, it was later at the end. The stipler that I have in my shtender at Simon Mem Dalet says that Kinyan Sudr, that the giving over of a handkerchief, you could learn two ways. Of these three kinyanim, these three types of kinyanim, what happens when you give someone a handkerchief? Well, it's certainly not the first type. It's for sure not. So you can learn two ways. You can learn either the second way, that it's a kinyan that shows gemiras das, like a handshake. Instead of a handshake, you give a handkerchief. So that's, by the way, a handkerchief is lav dafka, any keli. Give it a handkerchief, you give a pen, give a garfle, whatever it is that people use for a kinyan chalipin, a kinyan sudr, you can learn that it's a gemiras das. Or else, you could learn that it's the third type, it's an exchange. We're just agreeing, even though the sudr is not worth as much as the field, but we're agreeing that you'll give me the sudr, and in exchange for that, I'll give you the field. The Taisvist learns that our Gemara in the Havamina learned that Kinyan Sudr is the third type of Kinyan by Kesef. It's under the category of Kinyan and Kesef. It's the third type of Kinyan. So Veimachinami, so that's why the Gemara in the Havamina said it should work. And for the Gemara, no. Since chalipin works with less than a pruta, and less than a pruta doesn't make sense. It's an exchange. Exchange for what? For less than a pruta? Less than a pruta is considered nothing. Since it's less than a pruta, works by less than a pruta, Taisus learns our karchach, kinyan sudr, is the second type. It's just a maisa that shows gemiras das. That's all it is. It's a maisa that shows gemiras das. And being that it shows gemiras das, it's not included in kesef. Kesef is a kinyan of an exchange. And memela, it doesn't work by nisha. So in the Havamina, we held that chalipin is a sudr, is a kesef type of a kinyan. So the kasha was it should work. And the teretz, we say, no, since there's such a thing by pachas v'shava pruta, a karchach, it's not an exchange. And the memela, we learned that it's in the second sukkah. So according to the Maskana, like Taisvis, and this is Klar from Taisvis, the Maskana is Kinyan Sudr is not a type of Kinyan Kesef. That's the Gemara says. This is the way Taisvis learns up the Shaklavatari of our sugya. It's Pashat, it's shot in the sugya. The problem is with Rashi. Now, why couldn't Rashi learn this way? How do I know? Maybe Rashi learned this way too. How do you know Rashi didn't learn this way? How do you know Rashi didn't learn? Just like Taisus, the Havamina is it's a Kinyan Kesef, this is an exchange. What's going to is, no, that the worst less than a Pruta, some of Mela.
It's value.
If it's the value, it can't work. So maybe that's the Gemara's parrots. Maybe we should learn that into the parrots. That in the Hava mean it's in exchange for value, and the Materitz is, oh, it doesn't work for less than a pruta. This doesn't work for less than a pruta, so it must be it's not king and kesef. What? Why couldn't Rashi learn that way? Because Rashi is gairis, bepachis b'shava pruta loy mikanya nafsha. Tosfos doesn't have the word nafsha. Rashi is gairis loy mikanya nafsha, so Rashi de genai hula. It's a genai for her. Five places from Rashi that if it were not a genai for a woman, it could work. If not for the fact that Gnayullah, that it's a Gnay for a woman, it could work. So Rashi clearly did not learn the Teretz that, no, Khalif is not Kesef, so it can't work. No, Rashi says the only reason it doesn't work is it's Gnayullah. So Rashi learns that in the Maskana, that we're still staying, that Sudar is a type of Kenyan Kesef. Really, Sudar is a type of Kenyan Kesef. You know why it doesn't work? Because Kenayullah, because it's a Kenay for her, and Isha B'pachas B'shav B'pruta, like Mekanya Nafsha. So Rashi holds that even in the Maskana, Kenya Sudar is a type of Kenya Kesef. And the Ram shows this clear. That Rashi learns even in the Maskana, Kenya Sudar is Kenya Kesef. Why doesn't it work by Kedushin? Because it's a Kenay for the woman, and Isha B'pachas B'shav B'pruta, like Mekanya Nafsha. So we have the Shakla Battalion, like Rashi, like Tysus. Good? Again, like Tysus, the Hava Amina was Sudar is a type of Kenyan Kesef. And for the Gemara, no. Sudar is works like Hanan Shanshek's works. Does has nothing to do with Anisha. Rashi learns. The Hava Amina was Sudar is Kenyan Kesef. And the Maskana sticks with that. Why doesn't it work by a woman? Because it's a Kenai for a woman, Isha B'Pach Rishon B'Pruth L'Ana Kanya Nash. What's Shver on Rashi? What? Shver on Rashi, the number of kashas. One kasha is, and this the Rani asks on Rashi, that that's good, chalipin, when you give a soda that's worth less than a pruta. But what happens if you give chalipin that's worth more than a pruta? So why doesn't that work according to Rashi? Like Rashi, Chalipin is really Kesef. Chalipin is really Kesef. If Chalipin is really Kesef, so very good. If it's less than a pruta, it's a Gnai for her. But if it's more than a pruta, then it's not a Gnai for her. So why doesn't it work? To use a sug of a kinyan which works for less than a shav of pruta, that's a gnai. Maybe. It's one of the mahalach of the mashia. And that's one kasha. One kasha is this round's kasha, that the loy rashi in the maskana, so there is still kesef, it should work. Another kasha, Tysus kasha. If she says, I'm willing to take less than a pruta, correct Tysus, it should be good. If she says, I'm asking, for me it's not a gnai. Fractisis, why doesn't it work? I think you can still the answer. I can answer that up his far. What? That butla daita, it's a kaladam. She's saying, for me it's not a ganai. You say, no. It is a ganai for you. You just want to be married, so you're going ahead with it. But really, it is a ganai. So that means that you say you're willing to take this for Kedusha. It's not true. Really, you're willing to be married without getting anything. You're really willing to get married without getting anything. Just, you know, you have to get some, you're taking this, but it's you're just pretending. You're not really doing it in exchange for this.
She's getting something.
She's not getting. She's not doing it for the thing she's getting. She has to be exchanging for the thing she's getting, and she's not. She's making believe. Don't do emotions.
Now
the kinyan she's doing with the ring. She understands that she's doing the kinyan is happening with the ring. She understands that. But Bada, she wants to get married, she wouldn't do it just for the ring. But she didn't say king's hand with the ring. Well, less than a shava pruta, we say to Gennai, a woman would never do such a king. She's willing to pretend the king, she's pretending the king. That's not really what's making the kiddush. She doesn't care about kinyan. It's not that she's patlodaita. She can't say, yes, like this kinyan is the king. No, she doesn't care about kinyan. Not caring about kinyan, you can't make a kiddush. Alright, so the Ran answers Rashi from these kashas. For tomorrow, please make sure to see the Ran, which again, this all, please work on the Pshat. So it has to do with the Pshat of the Gemara. Also, obviously, the Rabbi Kiveger of Kinyan Mayel, Kinyan Sheyna Mayel, has shaykhus to this whole sugyo, as you can understand. The stifle, the Simon Aleph, towards the end of it, has an explanation of Kiveger's Yisrael, how it fits into the sugyo. And finally, the third thing we'll do tomorrow is, I told you we started, there's a Rajva, you say to stick a Rajva in the Sugya, and that's in the stipler at Simon Beis. So there are a total of three stiplers here, the one that I spoke out today on King Sudar, which is Simon Gimel there, and then the first piece, Simon Aleph, just that piece which has the Rebbe Kiveger, and the Simon Beis in the beginning, that's the homework for me.